Hello, everyone. This is Melanie. I just wanted to come in and talk about a few things or respond to a few things that I've heard recently and try and remember all of them. I really should start taking notes, I think, because I always seem to forget what I want to talk about. So anyway, let's see where to start. First of all, again, I want to thank everyone who has given me support and encouragement about the guitar and offered suggestions. You all have been great. I have gotten a tremendous response and just really, really appreciative that everyone has been so kind as to reach out and connect with me, both publicly and privately. You guys are awesome, and you know, I love it. I really, really enjoy connecting with everybody. So thank you for that. Along that vein, I should say that I've made a decision, and I may get a lot of I may get some flack from some of you about it, and others may be happy, but I have made a decision to switch from the guitar to the baritone ukulele. The guitar is just too big. That's really what it boils down to. I love the sound of it, which is why I selected the baritone ukulele, because it has the same rich, deeper sounds of the acoustic guitar, but it's a much smaller size. And it only has the four strings. They take off the A and E, and you're left with the, what is it, D, G, B, E. And I think this is much more manageable for someone who, like me, has not had any musical training whatsoever. I sing to the radio. That's about it. I think I can keep a pretty good rhythm, like with a tambourine or something, but I've never played any instrument, so... So I think that this is going to be a good thing. I've asked, several people's opinion, and I sort of, took the suggestions and ideas and then synthesized all of that and formulated my own decision. And this is what I've decided to do. So I hope though that, that you all will continue to offer support and encouragement with the ukulele as you have with the guitar. I realize that it is different from the guitar, and so a lot of what you've told me doesn't apply to the ukulele, but I think overall I've still gotten some very useful information that will be helpful. So thank you again. Let's see. Moving on. I wanted to touch on decluttering that I think it was Sam that posted about that yesterday, I believe. And I am a big proponent of decluttering. I like to pare down things and really begin to get rid of things when I see that things are getting too cluttered. I don't hold on to things too much. I am a sentimental person, and I like having things that are very important to me, but I am very selective about what I keep. I don't like to have a lot of stuff. I like to have a lot of memories, you know. But in terms of, I'm thinking most specifically about things in my home. I don't like a lot of tchotchkes and, I realize I just said that wrong. I cannot say that word right. Tchotchkes. I can't say it. Anyway, you know what I mean. I don't like a lot of knick-knacky stuff. The things that I have around me are things that I really love, and it makes me value those things more. But I choose to really try and preserve memories instead of stuff, because you have to separate the memory from the object. And once it's outlived its usefulness, then it's time to go. these are just my opinions, but I try to, now the exception to this is for me, things like clothes, shoes, and purses are really hard for me to pare down. Because I always think, oh, I really love this blouse and I might wear it again, but it might be, you know, 6 months or a year before I wear it again. And so I really need to think about that more carefully. The same with shoes. I have an abundance of shoes that some of them I wear. And the interesting thing is that there are only a few pair of shoes or several pair of shoes that I wear on a regular, consistent basis. All the others, which there are a bunch, I wear very infrequently. And so I need to really think about which ones can I do without. And that's hard. The same with purses or handbags. Oh my gosh. I have so many that I love. They're just so pretty. And I am not, okay, let me just back up for a second. I'm not a super frivolous girly girl. I know I sound like it. But I'm not, you know, into really, well, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, okay, disregard that statement. Maybe I am. But anyway, because I'm thinking also that I have a hard time getting rid of things like creams and lotions too. I have a lot of those. So anyway, I think the bigger picture here is the message that I need to take away for myself is, what do I really need and what are just excessive things? You know, what's excess? Because I think that there is a lot that I could get rid of, and it would, and let me back up. The other thing I wanted to say is that in my home, getting rid of a lot of junk, or not even junk, just things that are unnecessary, frees up my time so that I'm not cleaning all these little knickknacks and, you know, I don't have to maintain all this stuff. So I've got more time to do the things that I enjoy. So that's how I justified that. As for clothes and shoes, I'm not sure how to look at that, except that they take up a lot of space. But I have the space, so I don't know. So maybe I don't need to worry about that so much. So anyway, that's my two cents on that. Let me check the time here. Oh, I've used almost all my time. I'll go ahead and end this. I may do another later about Clamor and Periscope, but that's what I have for you guys right now. I hope everyone is having a pleasant day, and until next time, thanks. Bye-bye.